Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
And go with me to the book of Romans, tonight. And I am going back into our study on unity, but I want to be sensitive to the Lord also. And on January the 20th, last year, I dealt with a couple of these things. I didn't deal with all of these things. But I did deal with a couple of the things that I'll mention tonight, and I'll just mention them in passing. But I want to talk to you a little bit tonight just about our daily living and our daily life. And I don't know about you, but every once in a while in my daily life, I just get beat down. Can I be real with you tonight and just be transparent with you? And I don't have no sad stories to tell. I'm not up here complaining tonight. God has been way better to me than I deserve. Man, I got a beautiful home. I got a beautiful family. I've got a nice vehicle. The Lord's good to me. But let's be real honest. Sometimes this world just beats us down. And sometimes those that we think will be there with us through thick and thin ends up they're not there through thin, and definitely nowhere close to be found when it comes to thick. Are you with me? And we just get discouraged in life. That's just the facts of it. Matter of fact, on Monday, I was talking to an individual Monday evening, and they kindly unloaded a little bit, which is fine. I promise you, I had three or four unloading events today. But anyway, matter of fact, I walked into a meeting with the command staff at the sheriff's office about 12:30, and sat down, and I was texting her. I sat down, and sheriff said, "Well, are you all right?" And I said, "I don't understand people." I said, "They're just crazy every once in a while." And he looked at me and he said, "Well, all righty then." And Major said, "Yeah, I agree with you. But that's just life. Are you? That's just life." And individual that I was talking about from Monday night, excuse me, sent me a message on yesterday, said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to unload everything." And I said, "Hey, look, we all have to do that every once in a while. We have to have that person that we can unload on, that we know they're not going to think bad about us. They're not going to condemn us over it. We can just unload." Matter of fact, on Saturday morning, I've got a meeting, Miss Leslie and I, with some preacher friends, or a preacher friend and his wife that's nowhere around here. And I know what's going to happen. He's going to unload, and I'm going to unload, and we're going to eat biscuits and have a good time. Amen. You got to have that. Our life, man, is full of trouble. Man that is born of woman's a few days and full of trouble. It's full of heartaches. People do us wrong. The more you try to do right, the more you try to serve God, the more you try to be nice, the worse people will treat you. And the badder your day will be sometimes. You say, "Well, preacher, I come to get encouragement tonight." Well, I did too, but I'm not getting none. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just being as honest as I can be. And if we're going to make it through life, there's going to be some things that we're going to have on a daily basis in our life to make it. And I want to just give you some things tonight and talk about just a prescription for daily living. And again, I dealt with this same title in January of last year, but a prescription for daily living. Whenever I was sick back there, they gave me a couple different prescriptions, and they said, the doctor told me, said, "Now, if you're going to get better, you're going to have to do this exactly like I'm telling you to do it." And she told me, she said, "You're going to have to go home, and you're going to have to sit down and do nothing for a few days." Man, that drives me crazy. Matter of fact, about three or four days into that, Brother Matt, I seen him circling through the parking lot here, and I thought, "Well, what's he doing?" And one of those cold snaps was coming in, and he walked down there, and he said, "Preacher, you've had pneumonia, hadn't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." he said, what are you doing with a chainsaw in your hand down here at the woodshed, cutting wood and splitting wood? And I said, man, I just had to get out of the house a minute. I said, I cut 5 sticks, and I'm going to bust those 5 sticks, and I'm going back in. But the doctor told me, you're going to have to do this if you're going to get better. And in our life, I believe that we can take the Word of God tonight and see some things out of the Word of God that we're going to have to do. And I'm not hallucinating, but there's something flying around up here. And they make medicine for that too, they say. But anyway, we're going to have to apply these things into our life if we're going to make it, man. If we're going to make it. If you've never just wanted to quit, I don't mean this ugly, but the day will probably come when you just say, man, is it even worth it anymore? I promise you it's worth it. I promise you serving the Lord is still the greatest life that you'll ever live. Being faithful to the house of God, tithing and giving to world missions and loving God, it's still the greatest life. Let's look at a few things. Number one tonight, I want to say this to you, and I hope you'll keep your Bible open. We're going to use it very extensively tonight. Number one, if we're going to make it through our daily life, number one, there has to be a daily priority. There has to be a daily priority. Listen to Romans chapter number 12, verse number 1. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, watch this, and perfect will of God. I'm just not interested in what the will of God might be for my life, but I am interested in the good, perfect will of God for my life. If we're going to make it in this life, there's number one, there has to be a daily priority, a daily priority. The other day I sent out a text message to several people in here and then to all of our college and career age group. I sent a link out to a gentleman that was a Navy SEAL, and he was giving a speech at the graduation of the University of Texas. I believe it was in 2014. Am I right on that, Brother Brian? 2014, right in there. He was giving a graduation speech, and he was talking about life, and man, if you've never listened to it, it is phenomenal. But one of the things he said is this. He said, every day, start your day out by making your bed. And he said, even if your day don't go right and things don't go right, when you come home, at least you'll come home to a made-up bed. Start your day. And I made my girl sit down and listen to it. And I looked at Olivia and I said, make your bed up every morning. Matter of fact, I walked up to Brother Brian a while ago and he said, you make your bed up when you got up this morning? I said, I pulled my side back up and Leslie finished it as I was going out the door. But make your bed. Priorities in our life. You know, a lot of people struggle with priorities. Let me tell you the reason. A lot of people never get anything much accomplished because they don't know how to put priorities in place. Priorities in our life. And if we're going to make it, there has to be a daily priority. Here is what that daily priority is. He said, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That we present our bodies a living sacrifice. You see, in all honesty, it's not about what I want to do today. It's about what God wants me to do today. Now, I understand that you have to go to work and you have to do this and you have to do that. But I'm talking about on a spiritual basis today, there has to be a priority that we die to ourselves. That we die to ourselves. Listen to this verse in Luke chapter number 9. If you want to turn with me, I don't have my places marked tonight, so I'm going to turn a lot. Luke chapter number 9. I want to read you 2 verses right here. Luke chapter number 9, verse number 23 says this. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 9, verse number 23, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. What did he say? He said that we denied ourselves. He said if we come after him, let him deny himself. Watch this. And take up his cross daily. Take up his cross daily. The priority of us spiritually is this. On a daily basis, we have to learn to die to ourselves. There's been a few times, and again, I don't have no sad stories to tell, and I want to say something. When I say things like I'm fixing to say, understand I have more of a life than just pastoring, and I know more people than just you. Sometimes I say things like I'm fixing to say, and the first thing that runs through your mind, well, I wonder who in the church he's mad at, okay? I know people besides y'all, okay? I deal with people besides y'all, okay? I'm an officer in the fire department. I'm a chaplain for a sheriff's office. I got other friends, okay? But I want to say something. There's been a few times in the past few weeks that I really just wanted to tell a few people a piece of my mind. I really did. Matter of fact, I told my dad today, and I can give Daddy a piece of my mind, and he gives me three pieces of his every time I'm done, but I can give him a piece of my mind, and I said, I'll tell you exactly what I'm fixing to do. And he said, well, what's that? So I proceeded to tell him. He said, well, boy, that's Christ-like, ain't it? I said, it makes me feel a whole lot better. He said, we can't do that. You said, preacher, what are you saying? If we're going to make it through life, we're going to have to learn that there's going to have to be some priorities, and we're going to have to die to ourselves. It's not about, first and foremost, it is about us maintaining a Christian character in everything we do. In everything we do, that we maintain our Christian character. Number one, there is a daily priority. A daily priority that each day when we wake up, we immediately die to ourselves. I'm drinking all that water. I should have died to the want of country ham this morning because it's about to thirst me to death right now. Dying to ourselves. Number two, and man, we could talk about those priorities. We could talk about... We could say so much in that area. And I just want to say this to our young people. Learn to prioritize things in your life. Learn to prioritize. I've told Olivia, I said not long ago, I said, you know what your main priority right now is? I said, being a youngin, I'm 15, being a youngin and getting done with school. Get done with school, and once you do, don't worry about nothing else. I told Madeline, I said, be young and have fun. I understand that you're going to school. I understand that you're dedicating yourself to trying to do all of that, get in nursing school and all. But man, enjoy life. There's nothing wrong with enjoying life, but in doing that, do school. In doing that, be mature. In doing that, prioritize things. We sat down the other day, and one of the things that I get to do at the fire department now is me and Matt's over, me and Matt Hall's over our junior program. And we had several that they was pulling a Jonathan, man. They were struggling with their grades. And I sat down with them, and I said, look, you know, you're going to have to turn everything in. You cannot continue until you get your grades up. And I just had a talk with them. I said, you can go to sheets and sit around. You can run here and you can run there. You got to do school. Priorities in your life. You're going to have to learn to have some priorities. And I say this to you, we're to teach our kids to prioritize things. We're to teach our kids, if you're going to have this, this is what you've got to do. Priorities. Die to ourselves. Boy, we could talk so much more about that. Number two, not only daily priorities. I would say this, there has to be daily power. There has to be daily, and I know I usually take a text, give you 3 points out of that text, but I'm just going to give you some simple things. There has to be a daily power. Think about this with me. Go with me to the book of Ephesians, and just let me read you a couple of things here. Or go to Galatians. You'll come to Galatians before you get to Ephesians. So Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. And let me read you a verse here. Galatians chapter number 5. There's daily priorities, but then there's daily power. Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 16. I'm going to read when I get there for the sake of time. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. I was thinking about that, and I love one thing that Brother Aaron and I do on just about a daily basis. We'll send each other a funny video just about every day. And it's just that there's a lot of times, man, that I really need that. But one of the things that I love to watch is people with these goggles on. What is that called? Not the drunk goggles, but the reality thing. Virtual, that's it. Those virtual goggles on, man. And I was watching one the other day, and this lady, boy, she was going back and forth, and this guy poked her, and whenever he did, man, she cold clocked him right in the side of the head. It was hilarious. But they have that on, and you know, sometimes it gives you that false assumption of something. I thought about this going up the road yesterday. If I'd have been standing outside, I'd have thought, man, I can't wait to see what's fixing to pass by. I still love hot rods, man. And whenever it came by, I guarantee you whoever that was standing in their yard thought, what a disappointment. That was a church van. I really thought it was. A lot of times in our life, we have a false assumption that we can do things on our own that we cannot do on our own. There has to be a daily power in our life. What did he say? Here's what he said. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Listen to what he said in verse 25. If you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And so what I'm saying to you is this today. There has to be a daily power in your life. And when you die to yourself, that daily priority, we died ourselves. We are a living sacrifice. God, it's not my will today. God, it's not what I want to say. God, it's not me flying off the handle today. God, I am submitting myself to you. Then along with that comes a daily power of the Holy Spirit that lives through us. Listen to what he said in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 3. The next book over, Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 16 says this. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his power, watch this, in the inner man. In the inner man. You know what? You can be as strong as you want to in the outer man, and the inner man be weak. I know a lot of people, man, they go to the gym, they work out on a daily basis, they great old big muscled up people and in shape, but in the inward man, they're failing. And what he is saying to us here is this, that he would grant you, watch this, according to the riches of his glory. According to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. It's not according to what I can do. It's not according to my riches. It's not according to my strength. What did he say? According to the riches of his glory. It's in what he has already done. What did he say in Galatians 2:20? He said this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. I'm crucified with Christ. When I have my priority right, I hope you're getting what I'm telling you tonight, and I die to myself, then at that moment, God takes over in my life and the riches of his glory bestows unto me the power that I need to make it through my day. Listen to what he said in Ephesians chapter number 5. Here's you another verse, Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 18. He said this, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of God is what gives us the strength that we need to go on. And the way that we have that is it must start with every morning of our life. We die to ourselves. We die. It's not me. It's not me. Paul says that he buffeted himself daily. That is to black underneath the eye. Now, I don't believe that Paul stood and took his fist and punched himself in the eye. I can promise you, if you see John punching himself with his fist, somebody take me to the observation rooms at Northern Hospital. I've lost it, okay? I don't believe that Paul was standing there punching himself. I about got a left hook right then. I don't believe he was standing there punching himself. But what he was saying is this: I beat myself down. My inner man, the flesh, I keep it in subjection. It's a daily priority to do that. And when I do that, then and only then is the power of God going to work through me. I see this, there's a daily priority, there's a daily power. But watch this, there must be a daily precept. A daily precept. Listen to what the Bible said, Psalms 119. I'm going to go to Psalms 119. If you're taking notes, you can write this down, Psalms 119, verse number 97. Psalms 119, verse number 97 says this: "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." You know what the psalmist said? He said, "Oh, how I love thy law." You know what he's saying? Here's what he's saying: I love the Word of God. That is what he's referring to. He's referring to the Word of God. Listen to what the Bible said in the book of Jeremiah. Let me read you a verse out of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 15. Jeremiah chapter number 15. And I know I'm having an ADD moment, but you stay with me, because I didn't write this down in the prayer request. I forgot to pray for Miss Rachel Hall. The reason she's not here tonight is her grandmother passed away. So do remember them. You said, "Preacher, why did you think about that?" Because Bethany just walked by there with a baby, and Rachel does that a lot, and it come back in my mind, okay? Now, let's go back to the Bible study. Jeremiah chapter number 15. Look what he said in verse number 16. "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." You know what he said? He said, "I eat them." He said the Word of God was food to my soul. Now, I don't believe that that meant he picked the Bible up and took a bite out of it, okay? But what he is saying is this: the Word of God is feeding my soul. There has to be not only a daily priority, a daily power, there has to be a daily precept. You need the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God. Me and Brother John was talking, and at least once a year, he does this. And we've done some Bible reading programs together. And I don't say a lot about that, what I do in the pulpit. But anyway, there are several times that he's done the read through your Bible in 30 days. And you say, "Man, there's no way you can do that." Yeah, actually you can. If you'll devote about 2 hours, matter of fact, there's 24 hours in a day. If you give God a tithe of your day, you can get through your Bible in 30 days. You need the Word of God. There's no reason that we don't read the Word of God today. You said, "Preacher, I'm a slow reader." All we've got to do is listen to it today. And there is a multitude of different, it's not just Alexander Scorby on a cassette anymore. So y'all probably don't even know what I'm talking about. But you remember Alexander Scorby on a cassette? Man, I'm telling you, it was boring. I'm not going to lie about it. And then they had a cassette, if I'm not mistaken, that was dramatized. It had a little bit of music behind it. But now, man, there's so many apps. Bible is. You can listen to it on Bible Is, and it's dramatized. The voices change, and when you get in the New Testament and there's demon-possessed people, the demons is screaming, and I turn it off. I sat in there one day, and I was going through that, and I had my Bible out, and Miss Shannon, one of them demons, screamed out from that Gadarean maniac, and son, I jerked them AirPods out of my ears, and I closed my Bible up, and we had an exorcism right there on my phone, buddy. Bible is no longer on my phone, but you can listen to it. The Word of God will help. You ever had nights where you was troubled? And you had a hard time going to sleep, and you toss and you turn. Put the Word of God on. Man, start playing Psalms 1. Let me tell you something. You go to listening to the Word of God, and the devil will make you go to sleep. I'm being real with you. When there's times that I can't go to sleep, if I don't want to listen to it, I can go sit down in a recliner and get my Bible out, and about the third verse... The devil, man, he hates it. Why does the devil hate the Word of God so much? Here's the reason why. What did Christ defeat the devil with on the mountain of temptation? Three different times when he came to him. It is written. Matter of fact, if you'll study the Old Testament, you'll find all three of those things recorded in the Old Testament that he said. He fought the devil off with the Word of God. Can I tell you something? I can pray easier than I can read my Bible. Let me tell you the reason I think we can do that is because the majority of our prayer time, let's be honest, is filled with asking for something. It's filled with asking for something. And in our Bible reading, it is that time that God speaks to our heart and God talks to us. You need a daily precept in your life. You need the Word of God on a daily basis in your... Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Preacher, how am I going to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh? You're going to have to die to yourself, and you're going to have a daily diet of the Word of God in your life. The Word of God. I can't believe that I'm saying this, but I love to read anymore. There's just something about a good book and... a hot cup of coffee. I'm getting old. Matter of fact, when I go to page it, I pick up the newspaper and go to the obituaries. I don't know why. I guess it, Brother Brian, does it just come with age? Somebody said, yep. Diane said, yep. She wasn't ashamed of it. Praise God. Let's see who died today, if it's any of my people. But the older I get, but if you're not careful, you'll find yourself reading other things instead of reading the Bible. I'm going to tell you something. It's the greatest book that I've ever read. Man, you say, I want an action book. It's got it, man. There's blood and guts everywhere through it. You say, well, I want a love story. Go to Song of Solomon. Go to Song of Solomon. You say, well, I want some drama. Go read about David. He was full of it. Go read about Samson, man. It's the greatest book. So I want some wisdom. Smartest man that ever lived wrote the book of Proverbs. One day, keep a devil away, is what they say. You read it through every month. There's 31 chapters. Are you with me? We've got to have that daily precept in our life. Let me show you a couple more. Can I say this to you? There has to be a daily purity. There has to be a daily purity. Let me just read a few of these verses here. I'm not going to turn. I've got some of them wrote down. 1 Peter 1:15 and 16 says this. But as he which hath called you into is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Matthew 5:8 says this. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Be pure. There has to be a daily purity in your life. It goes back to what I was saying a while ago about our priorities and dying to ourselves. We're the only Bible a lot of people ever read. We're the only Bible that a lot of people ever read. And you say, well, preacher, I just can't contain my emotions sometimes. Can I back up to point number one, that daily priority of you dying to yourself and asking God to take control over your life? That daily purity in our life. May others see Christ in what we do. May others see Christ in what we say. You say, well, I just need to scream every once in a while. Well, go outside and scream. It'll help you. Everybody needs a good scream every once in a while. And everybody, whether us men want to admit this or not, everybody needs a good cry every once in a while. Are you with me? We just need to, people says this, I am not emotional. Every person in here is emotional. And now I understand women's emotions worse than men's, but hey, didn't nobody say amen right there. We're all emotional people. One of the, I done an officer involved shooting debriefing not long ago. And the chaplain of that county introduced me. He's way away from here. After he introduced me, I walked up and I said, hey, good to see all y'all today. And I said, how many of y'all are emotional? You can just imagine a whole room full of law enforcement men in the middle of nowhere in the mountains of North Carolina. Emotions. I can just hear it in them. And I said, I want to ask you something. I said, if I walk over to you, and I walked up to one of them, I said, if I was to kick you as hard as I could right there in the shin, or if you was to walk by and hit your shin on a trailer hitch, we don't go, well, that was something. No, you don't tell you what happens. There's this feeling that comes up inside of us. Are you with me? You ever been going down the road? And while you're going down the road, you look up in the mirror, and all of a sudden there's blue lights. And you get this feeling inside of you. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? You get this feeling inside of you. You know what that is? It's emotions. That's what it's emotions. We all have emotions. I got three daughters and a wife. Talk about emotions. I got three daughters and a wife. And here's what I told my girls the other day. I said, listen, we all have emotions, but you have to learn how to control your emotions. You just don't sling the remote at the other one's head because she wants to watch cartoons and you want to watch westerns. Are you with me? Now, I didn't call none of them's names right then. But you can probably put the pieces of the puzzle together. We got to learn to control our emotions. You ever met somebody that couldn't? I mean anything. Blah! They either hollering or they crying. We got to learn to control. You said, preach, why do I need to learn to control my emotions? Because there needs to be daily purity in our life. And if we don't control our emotions, we will lose our testimony in a matter of seconds. In a matter of seconds. My daddy's told me this for years, and I'm sure you've heard it too. It'll take you your lifetime to build your testimony and your character in a matter of seconds to destroy it. Just that fast. And every bit of it's gone. Daily purity. Let me give you something else. There needs to be daily praise in our life. I'm about done. There needs to be daily praise in our life. What did he say in 1 Thessalonians 5:16? Rejoice evermore. What did he say in 1 Thessalonians 5:18? And everything gives thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What did he say in Philippians 4:4? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. There needs to be daily praise in our life. We need to thank God on a daily basis for what he's done for us. Every morning when we wake up to see the sunrise, before the first foot hits the ground, before we set up in the bed, we should take a moment to thank God for allowing us to see another day. Whenever we hear our children talk for the first time every day, whenever we hear their feet go across the floor, we ought to take a moment and thank God for what he's done for us. Every time, Brother Aaron, when you hear that little girl cry for the first time in the morning or that jabber for the first time in the morning, you know what we ought to do? We ought to take a minute and thank the Lord for what he's done for us. He walked in back there in the office a while ago, and Adley's become my little buddy, and he walked in back there in the office a while ago, and she looked at me, and I said, "Hey, baby girl," and she put her hand up, then she looked away, and I said, "It don't matter how bad of a day a person's had, your little old face will put a smile on their face," and she went, man, I was tickled to death. You know what I just had to do right there in my chair? Thank you, Lord, for the children in our church. There has to be a daily praise. Watch this. There has to be daily prayer. He said in Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. He said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. He said in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverations and supplications for all saints. Number 7. See, I preached 7 points in 32 minutes tonight. Number 7. There needs to be a daily proclamation. A daily proclamation. The Bible said this in Matthew chapter number 28. Miss Tina, do you care to come start playing softly? In Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. He said in 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now, I understand everybody in this room tonight is not preachers. But can I say something to you? We all are reachers. What I mean by that is we can reach out to somebody else. There ought to be a daily proclamation. Can I ask you a question tonight? When was the last time you told somebody about the Lord? When was the last time you asked somebody if they knew that Jesus was coming back? When was the last time we handed somebody a God? I'm as guilty as any other person in this room, probably more guilty than anybody, for not telling others the way that I should. But when was the last time we handed them a gospel tract? When was the last time we invited somebody to the house of God? When was the last time we texted somebody that's not been here in months and said, "Hey, I love you. I just want you to know I miss you down at the house of God. I'd love to see you Sunday." There should be a daily proclamation in our life. When we look at everything that God's done for us, why would we not want to tell somebody else about it? Why would we not? I was thinking about Chris and Michelle that was here on Sunday, and on Saturday, it's Annie and Nicole's dad and mom, and on Saturday we celebrated their 25th, am I right on that? 25th wedding anniversary. And they was going to Pigeon Forge on Sunday for the week. And I told him, I said, "Man, there is this Japanese restaurant that's a hole in the wall, but boy, it's good, isn't it?" Holly, you remember going there, don't you? Yeah, I just thought you was asleep. I was making sure you was awake. It is so, y'all eat there too. Man, it is the bomb. And I said, "You got to go by." You know, Chad, the reason I told him about it is because it was good. I knew that they would enjoy it. Are you with me tonight? I know the Lord is good. I know what he can do for people's lives. Yesterday we had an incident up here, and I ended up out with a couple deputies back here for a while, and to make a long story short, I was talking to them and I said, people just need the Lord. That's what people need. People just need the Lord. I know what God can do for people's lives. And can I say something else? I know what God can do for your life, even if you're saved, if you would totally surrender everything to him. I'm talking about all of it. It's not my will, but thine be done. It's not mine, but thine. I have no desire to go to Africa, but God knows my heart. If he told me to resign this church Sunday and give a 30-day notice and begin raising support to go to Africa, God is my witness tonight. That's exactly what I do. You want me to tell you the reason why? I know the joy and I know the peace and I know the happiness that comes from being in the center of the Lord's will. Goes back to that very first thing. What did he say? He said, that perfect will of God. I know what that is. And once you live in that, and you know the peace of that, you know the peace of, I don't question in my mind if I'm doing what's right by pastoring Amazing Grace Baptist Church. If I have to question in my mind if it's right or not, it might not be the will of God. I take it back to the scripture. God gave me scripture for coming. And in any major decision in your life, you better have a Bible verse to back it up. And don't just make up one. Don't just make up one. In order to come through fasting and praying. I know what God can do. I know how God can transform lives. I had a guy tell me this week, he said, "Preacher," he said, "I just got to get my life straightened out." And I said, "Man, I'm telling you, God will help you do that. And it will be the greatest life you ever live. And it's all found in the Lord."